Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
See if you can name these numbers in the news this week. 23,000. Dow Jones high, right? 1.3 billion. Anyone get that? Just released today, the number of Catholics in the world. It's released by the Catholic Pontifical Agency for the Missions on this World Mission Sunday. But with these numbers, the Dow Jones, the high, and there's also news, it's the 30th anniversary of the crash on Monday, Black Monday. So there's a little question, is there a frothy in the economy? And so it made me think, we need economists to make sense of the economy. And even when it's doing well, to see what's happening. And made me think, we need that same analysis for our church as well. Even with these big numbers reported, 1.3 billion, it's actually kind of rounding up, actually, when you look at the details. But here in America, and all they report all the Americas, the actual reported rate of growth is 0.76% increase in 1 year. Okay, I mean, just comparing that to the American economy, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis reported a similar rate after the Great Recession in 2008. Okay, the growth is not that good. This is why this Pontifical Agency for Missions was founded. It was founded 500 years ago for the evangelization, to make sure there's an institute to make sure we evangelize. That was after the Reformation, and we wanted to do that. 500 years on, the church is still trying to evangelize. Now, granted, it is hard work. It's hard work, but here at Stanford, we've made a concerted effort to really make evangelization, to encounter Christ at the center of everything we do. But it is so much work. It's so much work, and especially here at Stanford, things get so busy that everyone, even those that just committed, okay, I'm going to be a leader, I'm going to take this serious, and then they get swamped in the business. Maybe I can't be a leader this year. Maybe I'll do it again next year. We form these small groups, faith-sharing groups. Some groups are going well. They've got going. Other people, students just can't respond. They're so busy. I mean, people send out, students can't even connect. They try to phone call. They can't get through. They send emails. People have just an inundation of emails. There's so much busyness. People are not connecting. This is student to student, and they're not connecting. How do we break through? In the midst of all this, I heard a story this week that kind of connected with the economy and it connected with breaking through the busyness. I heard a story about someone who was working on Wall Street. He was a stockbroker, and he got that position just sheer determination of work. He was actually from the Bronx, from New York, dropped out of high school and just started working in New York. But he was attracted to Wall Street. He admits he was attracted a little bit by the luxury, but something about that, he was drawn to the work and started working, got a job as a stockbroker. And within 2 years working in that position, he started writing, trying to attract new business. He wrote in a little financial newsletter to attract new business. He said, there's something wrong with the economy. There's going to be a crash. And his company told him, retract your statement or you're going to be fired. He said, I won't retract it. There's something wrong with the economy. And 2 years later, it was the second year of work. Sure enough, that's when the crash happened. So he was famous for being the Wall Street whiz kid who predicted the crash. And so now he had so many opportunities to write books and financial analysis of what's happening and make sense of the economy. And he started researching for this book that he was going to write. And he said he went through all the books. Every year, there was so much turnover. There's no definitive books on what's happening with the economy. And he finally said his process, finally said he turned to the Bible to give a foundation. He said he found so much definitive analysis, even on money, from the Bible. He said the lesson that he learned, there's 800 lessons that he learned from, counted it up. But the one lesson came most important from today's gospel. So listen again when Jesus said, show me the coin and analyze the coin. Whose image and whose inscription is on the coin? And of course they said Caesar. So give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what belongs to God. And from this, Peter Grandich, that former Wall Street whiz kid, said in his recent book, he said, this is the most important financial rule. Remember this, God owns everything. It may be hard to accept, but you must understand it's all his. Your stuff, your house, your car, everything. God just lets us borrow it while we're here on earth. Peter says he fought this for decades. He fought it hard, and he suspects you might too. It's hard for almost everyone to accept. Think of anything you own. Think of being here at Stanford. You've achieved that. But God gave you those resources. God gave you the money. God gave you the gifts. So it is really God's. Nothing belongs to you, not even yourself. The Bible teaches the Lord's is the earth, but he gives it to humans to take care of. To take care of the earth. The management of resources for a community. That is the basic definition of an economy. To manage resources for a community. Economics should be practiced for others. Economists help us make sense of what's happening so we don't get into recession. And that made me think, we really do need to look at doing things for others. Think of JFK, said, ask not what you can do for your country, but what, not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Pope Francis recently said, I wish people would make products, not for the sake of products and the bottom line of money, but to put people at the center. To be more human-centered. This is what you want at Stanford, right? So how much more so for our church? Last week, Father Xavier said he wants a Catholic community of mercy. A community of mercy. But we should think, this community is not for the sake for ourselves, not to come and have a good community, have a place where we experience mercy. It's so we can be part of that community for mercy for others. Father Xavier wants a community that goes out and is God's mercy to others. In fact, in God's economy, you and me are the very currency. You are the agents of mercy. To have a community of mercy means you have to become merciful. You have to become like God. And that's exactly what Jesus says. When he made that point with the Roman coin and give what's to Caesar, he's also making a point about us to give to God. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis is men and women are made in God's image. You are made in God's image. You are like God. God's image is stamped upon you. So listen to Jesus' invitation, even to think of yourself. Think about whose image you are made. What message is engraved in your heart? For this takes self-examination. And it's a hard self-examination. Learning to meditate, learning to pray. And most people do not do it. Most people lead their lives unexamined. Peter Grandich is an example. He said, I never examined my life. I never prayed. I didn't know how. He was baptized as a Catholic, but never went to Mass. He finally married a Catholic woman, So I finally became a CEO Catholic. Christmas and Easter, I would go. But he said, God still used me, even at that time when I did not know God. He even felt God tell him about the upcoming crash of the market. And that's the way God works. In this first reading, God even says he used the foreign king Cyrus. He led him by hand and called him by name, though he knew God not. God wants people to come to know him. Because he said, after that, he said, but my own people, that they may call upon me and know me. We have that invitation to know God. That is why we have these small faith-sharing groups. We have it for everyone in our Catholic community, for permanent community, for grad students is going well, for undergraduates. You know, if you missed the invitation, maybe you didn't get connected, maybe it got buried in the email, maybe you didn't answer your phone. If you're an undergraduate student, get connected with the Catholic community. Reach out, do some work. I know it's hard to make that time to get through all the noise here, but go back and work on making that connection. Even if you have to go back to the website and reconnect to a group, there's students here that want to connect with you. God wants to connect with you. But here we are at this Mass. At every offering, the offertory, we're invited with the bread and wine to make an offering of ourselves, just like Jesus says, to give back to God. Father Xavier says, make that offering of yourself. But we need to know first that examination of the image of God in ourselves. So while we're gathered here today, I'm going to invite you just to reflect on that image for a moment. I invite you to close your eyes for a moment. A little time to reflect. Closing our eyes, let us open the eyes of our heart. And we'll think of God first. Think of attributes of God. God, I think of you as being loving. You love us. You hold us in existence. When you see us, you say it is very good. God, thank you for loving us. And God, you are compassionate. When I don't think of you, you still think of me. God, you understand the distractions. Thank you for your compassion. God, you are merciful. You pick me up. You do not leave me, but you pick me up to something more. You call me to more. And God, you have made me like you. When I examine my heart, I want to be loved. I want to love others. God, I want people to have compassion on me. I want to become more compassionate. God, I want to become better. I want people to help me, and I love to help others. Lord, I have so many desires. But those desires, when I don't put them into you, they're never fulfilled. God, you've created me for more and more. When I examine my heart, I realize it's the image of you. Lord God, thank you for making me in your image. Help me to know that image more and more. Send me Jesus to renew that image and make a gift of me back to God. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.